Well, thank you very much for the invitation and for giving me an opportunity to talk here. Yes, I'm interested in unity equations, and so I think I wrote the same notation as previous lecturers. So let K be a number field with degree finite, and let S be a finite set of places of K containing all infinite places, and write down small s by the cardinality of the large s. So we call s integers the integers outside of places of s, and s units are the units outside of the places of s. So for alpha 1, alpha 2, which are non-zero element from K, we consider a unity equation alpha 1 x 2 plus alpha 2 y equals to 1 in the unit. So it is well known that the theorem of Wigel, Mann, Lang shows that the unity equations have only finitely many solutions in units. And this is proven by means of the Diophantine approximation of Schwarz-Wigel-Rose-Mahler type in two variables case, and by the surface theorem of Schmidt in n variables case. Yes, I just review the theorem of Rose, which says that for alpha, an algebraic number of degrees P, which is not rational, and for any epsilon positive, there are only finitely many rational numbers satisfying the inequality, the absolute value of alpha minus P over Q is less than 1 over Q to 2 plus epsilon. But it is not easy to precise more, namely, so for alpha being an algebraic number of degree greater than or equal to 3, then that there exists a constant kappa 0 which depends only on alpha, with the following property. So if kappa is greater than kappa 0 alpha, then the rational numbers P over 2 satisfying this inequality are only finitely many. So it's not yet solved. So, as everybody did, for f for x in projective space with algebraic coefficient, we can find the number field k, and we can define a logarithmic height of kx by usual. See, this is the absolute height, which is defined by 1 over the degree of k times the sum of n nu times log max of the variation of the projected coordinates with n v denotes the local degree of kv over qv. And we define also the exponential height of x, which is just the exponential of this logarithmic height. And for one algebraic number alpha, we just note by h alpha defined by h1 alpha. Oh, it's alpha. So let us recall the Schmidt subspace theorem. So for L I x, A I 1 x 1 plus A I n x n, which are n linearly independent linear forms in n variables with coefficient in k being algebraic number field. So for any delta positive, we can consider the inequality that the product of L1x Lnx is less than 1 over the height of x to delta. And we are looking for the solution in x integers. So the theorem due to Schmidt, which is often called as the subspace theorem, this assures us that the set of the solutions x to this above inequalities is contained in a finite union of proper linear subspaces of Q to N. This is the simplest version of the subspace theorem. So now we consider general unit equations. So as we reviewed the finiteness of the solutions to the unit equation in two variables is known, and in n variables case is the following. So let K be a field of characteristic zero. So we don't assume that K is a number field. And let gamma be a subgroup of the product, Cartesian product of K minus zero element. And we assume that gamma is of finite rank R. This means that there are U1, U2, UR from gamma satisfying that for every x from gamma, there exist positive integers z, z1, zr, such that x to z equals to u1 to z1 times ur to zr.
Yeah. Sorry.
Thank you. So for alpha 1 and alpha n, which is non-zero element of K, we consider the general unit equation alpha 1 x1 plus alpha n xn equals to 1 in x from gamma, which is a multiplicative group of finite rank with some never vanish for every non-empty subset I of 1 to n. So this is a general unit equation. So the reason why we call general is just that we can consider K, which is not necessarily assumed as a number field. And we call such solution non-degenerate. Otherwise, we call degenerate solutions those with vanishing some sum. So it is proven in 2002, the following estimate by Evertes, Suikeba, Schmidt. So we consider the general unit equation where the coefficients are not necessary from algebraic number field. And unknowns from the group gamma of finite rank. Then the number of non-degenerate solutions is at most Cn 2r plus 1 with Cn equals to exponential of 6n to 3n. So they solved the conjecture, which was stated as the number, the bound of the number of non-degenerate solution is independent of the ground field and depends only on rank and the number of the variables. So it is given by different proof by Riemann, I think, right? And an area estimate of Boyker-Schreckeby in 1996 is better for the case where n equals to 2, which shows that the number of the solutions is at most 2 to 8 times r to 2 alpha 2. So this is much better than the estimate of average Schreckeby-Schmidt when n equals to 2. The method used in Boyker-Schreckeby is hypergeometric method, and for instance, it's not possible to generalize for arbitrary n. So in contrast, the non-generalized solutions to the unit equations are only finitely many, but we can construct unit equations having many solutions. For example, we have a result due to Eldesh, Stewart, Tideman, and there is an improvement due to Konyajin and Sudararajan, which assures us that there is some unit equations which has many solutions. So let us denote large n alpha 1, alpha n, the number of the non-degenerate solutions to the unit equation alpha n x1 plus alpha n xn equals to 1. So the theorem of Eldesh, Stewart, Tideman says that for k equals to q, there exists an absolute constant c and a set of places S containing the infinite place and finitely many rational primes of arbitrarily large cardinality S, for which the number of solutions in two variable case is greater than exponential C of S over log S to 1/2. So this is the proof is based on prime number theory, analytic number theory. And the improvement of by Konyajin Sudararajan is the same notion but to greater than the previous bound. So there exists a constant gamma which is less than 2 minus the square root of 2, such that, say, there is a set of places S containing the infinite place and then finitely many rational primes of cardinality S, for which the number of solutions of x to y equals to 1 is larger than exponential of S to gamma. So this means that there is no uniform upper bound which is independent of S, say independent of the rank for the number of the solutions. So now we are interested in unit equations having few solutions. So we define gamma equivalence class, which is defined as follows. Let gamma be a subgroup of the multiplicative group k star to n of finite rank r. So we say that alpha which has a coordinate alpha 1, alpha 2, alpha n, and beta for the coordinate beta 1, beta 2, beta n are gamma equivalent if there exists an element sigma such that beta equals 2 sigma times alpha. Here the multiplication is coordinate wise, so it is defined coordinate wise. So it is obvious that if the unit equation has coefficient alpha, and if the unit equation is the same gamma equivalent class, then the number of the solutions is the same. Say the number of the non-degenerate solution is the same, since the number of degenerate solutions is the same. So we write alpha cubed beta from their gamma equivalent. So now, unit equations having few solutions. So for this, so let us consider, for instance, n greater than or equals to 3. So instead of seeking an upper bound of the number of the non-degenerate solutions, so we may consider the minimal number n such that the set of the solutions to general unit equation may be contained in the union of m proper linear subspaces of k star to n outside of some finitely many gamma equivalence classes. So up to some finitely many gamma equivalence classes, we want to show that there are very few subspaces which contain all the remaining solutions. So there is a theorem due to Eberche in 2003. For n greater than or equals to 3, say again we consider gamma a subgroup of K2n of finite rank, then there exists a finitely many gamma equivalence classes C1, Ct of tuples k star to n with the following property. So for any alpha 1 alpha n which belongs to k star to n minus C1 and C2, Ct, so outside of these finitely many gamma equivalence classes, the set of non-degenerate solutions to the general unit equation in X belonging to gamma is contained in the union of not more than 2 to n proper linear subspaces of k to n. The proof is, say, based on the two kinds of classification of solutions. Say, first, he considered a classification of non-degenerate solution and degenerate solution of unit equation. And after, he considered the solutions which are non-degenerate for certain exponential diamond equation and degenerate solutions. And the degenerate solutions are contained in 2 to n proper linear subspaces. And this number T, this is bounded by a number. I didn't write here, but this is by, there is a upper bound written by N and R. So this is the many persons did, I think, the first three by Michel Lohr, who solved Lange's conjecture to show that the finiteness of the coset, which contained the solutions, the intersection of the solutions and the group gamma. And there are many developments after Michel Lohr. So I consider the case for several reasons. I consider only the case in n equals to 2. So in this case, there are never degenerate solutions. Thus, all the solutions are always non-degenerate. So consider the equation alpha 1 x1 plus alpha 2 x2 equals to 1. Then the number of the solution is bounded by 2 times 5 to 2r plus 3. The previous result proved by Borges-Schuricke-Bayes, say 2 to 8 times r to 2. So, and again, for the case where n equals to 2, so let gamma be the subgroup of finite rank, and again, consider the general unit equation alpha 1 x1 plus alpha 2 x2 equals to 1. In unknowns in gamma, then there exists a finite set B from K to 2. This is a set of representative of coefficients with the following property. For any alpha 1 alpha 2 which is not gamma equivalent to any of beta 1 beta 2 from large B, we have the number of solutions of alpha 1 alpha 2 is bounded by 2. And the cardinality of B is bounded by exponential of 50 to 2 times r to plus 2. So this means that outside of all unit equations which are gamma equivalent to the coefficient from B, then solutions are at most 2. And this 2 is already obtained by in previous theorem due to Everett-Chegaray-Stewart-Tineman. And the reason is quite simple. So it's not difficult to see that the two can be better. So there are several reasons why this improvement can be calculated, but one main tool is some refinement of hypergeometric method, and the inequalities that I used are essentially due to Michael Bennett. So let A, B, C be positive integers and define P A, B, C, Z by A plus B plus C plus 1 factorial over A, B, C factorial times such integral. And Q, A, B, C, Z is defined also by this polynomial. So this coefficient is just an integer. And E, A, B, C is also defined like the same manner, like this. So we see that there are these polynomials are with integer coefficients, and we can know the height, degree, etc. And these polynomials satisfy the identity for any z, which is given by the equation 7, equality 7. So this corresponds to the diagram Pauli approximation to 1 minus z to b plus C plus 1 with error term E A B C Z. And say we can develop the suggested we can calculate the integral, and we have such an expression for three polynomials. This is not difficult to do. It's well known how to manage. And P, A, B, C, Z is written by the sum of R from the 0 to C, and the coefficients are just combinatorial multiple. And for Q, we can develop also like this. And the error term is also can be written like this. So this is done by just an induction. So we need to manage to have a good equivalent for the height of the value of P, Q, E at algebraic Z. But for simplicity, I show you just the absolute value, say, the upper bound for the absolute value. Say, essentially, since they are polynomial with integral coefficients, say, the height can be calculated in the same manner. So this is done by choosing A equals to C equals to N equals to N minus delta, where delta is 0 or 1. And B equals to 3M minus N minus 1 equals to 2M plus theta minus 1. And so first we just bound, we can bound the Starling. By Starling formula, we can bound these guys. So put U1 equals to such, say this is just one variable change. And say P, put PZ U1, 1 minus U1 square Z minus U1. So we have the absolute value at Z of the value of polynomial P, ABC, is bounded by the square root of 2 over 8 to delta pi times 64 to M times the value of the polynomial times M1 minus 1 times this integral. So we can calculate this for Z of absolute value less than 1/2, and we can have this is less than 1/16. So we can have this estimate. And say by simple calculation, we have the estimate we can develop. And similarly, we put U2 equals to 1/8 Z times such expression. We can write down EZ by U2, 1 minus U2 times 1 minus ZU2 square. Then we can have a bound for the value of the error term at Z. So which is evaluated like this. So the height, the bound for the height is, can be managed as the same way. So again, it is easy to show that the absolute value of EZ is less than a quarter, and we can calculate this number, then we can have the announced estimate. So how we adapt these hypergeometric estimates to unit equations? So it is known that this the identity of the Padé approximation state is of the same form of unit equations, say for x, y, alpha 1, alpha 2, a direct number. So here we do the specialization argument. So we define alpha 1, alpha 2 as a direct numbers, and let x of absolute value less than 1/2, and consider rho be a positive integer such that x plus 1, y equals to 1, and alpha 1 equals to 2 rho plus alpha 2, y to 2 rho equals to 1. So this is unit equation, say, and this is also of form, unit, the form of unit equation. Then we have the height of, so if xy satisfy these two equations, then the solution of the system of this has a bounded height. By 2 to 1 over rho times square root of 3 over 2 times the height of the coefficient, given coefficient, alpha 1, alpha 2, to 1 over rho. So this is a system in x and y, and we have the estimate for the height of the solution of this system like this. And here we use this hypergeometric identity, and the previous estimate was with 6 square root of 3 instead of square root over 2. So the proof. So for letting some, say, optimizing alpha A, B, C as defined by A equals to B equals to rho, and C plus 1 equals to rho, and we put Z, the variable Z, we put X, and use the previous polynomial identity of integer coefficients in this. So this was given in Padé approximations. This is the identity of three polynomials with integer coefficient. So here we have 1 minus x. So 1 minus x is equal to x. So we view that this is x to 2 row, and this is y to 2 row. Then this, from this, we can add up, it follows the first, this allows us the height of each term is, this is done just by calculating their height of coefficient degree. And by the estimate, which is written previously. So now x, since x plus y equals to 1, then this is a from this, x, h of 1, xy to 2 row is bounded by 2h of coefficient, the height of coefficient times h of each polynomial at x. And there, since they're bounded by this, and this is trivial bounded by this, so we have h, the height of 1xy to 2 row is bounded by 2 times the square root of 3 over 2 to row times h, this is the coefficient, and this is the solution. So we can divide on both sides by h to row. Then we cancel this. So taking the row root, we obtain this one. And here, since this is improved, and we use some other argument coming from geometry of numbers, which allows us to get this improvement, and for this one, say I didn't write, but for this one, yes, same kind of improvement was inserted. So it is natural that we have much larger number here to bound the exceptional equivalent classes than the number of the solutions. So, because the number of solutions is just for one solution, this is for the family of coefficients. So this is the bound for the unity equations. So it's natural that this is much larger than the number of estimates for non-generalized solutions. I think the time is over. So thank you very much for.